guys. So this is The Sunny Side. My name is Constance Mega. Now, parents actually shame their children before other people. And they do this with the intention. Some people feel this is to show other people that I do not support bad behavior. And for some other persons, they feel like if I shame this child in front of everybody, maybe he or she will feel bad about it and change. Of course, we've seen pictures, videos on social media of parents, you know, I've seen some where a child, they will have something like a cardboard sheet and then writes down what the child did. Sometimes it's even the child's handwriting on it and the child holds it like a criminal, you know, displaying, this is what I did. I broke the plates in the kitchen. I refused to sweep the house or whatever it is. You know, they just put it out there on social media. Sometimes we see videos and we laugh about these things, right? Some people see them and they laugh. Ah, it's so funny. Children and their behavior. These children will not kill somebody. All right. Now, there's also this thing the Bible talks about, open rebuke. And it also gets me thinking, if we should rebuke openly, of course it says in love, how do I know that what I'm doing is shaming and not just open rebuke? You know, a situation where a parent has more than one kid and one person does something bad and all the other kids are there and they all saw this person do this thing. And probably it's something that has been done before and mommy or daddy didn't say anything. And this time around, this person has done it again. The kids, the other kids are there. You call whoever it is that did whatever. You call the other people and point out what has been done. And let the child know that this is not tolerated here. You shouldn't do this or whatever. Make the correction in front of every other person. Does that amount to open rebuke? You know, so that the other people would learn, the other kids would learn and not toe the same path. So they wouldn't think maybe they were not there when mommy was correcting whoever. So I can do my own too. I did not see them flog you. So I can do my own. Okay, so in the course of this conversation, we're actually going to look at shaming, the meaning of shaming, discipline or correction, open rebuke, and of course, some other stuff that has to do with how children respond to shaming, especially how children respond to shaming as against correction. It's the sunny side, and I like to call it the easy side, the bright side. And you know how conversations go here, right? Yeah. Welcome on board. Let's have this conversation. What's your take on shaming kids versus correcting them? What do you think shaming a child is? What do you think correcting a child is? I just want to hear from you. And then we can talk, right? Yes. The numbers are open. Same numbers. The phone lines are open, rather. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. 0817-923-0003. And 0817-923-0007. Well, you can also send me messages via WhatsApp to 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. Head on to Facebook. Yeah, get on Facebook. Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. And of course, Twitter, Nigeria Info PH. Hello, it's the sunny side. What's your name? Oh, come on, darling. Please do also call me back if you can, right? Sure. Hello? Don't worry. The lines are good. Keep trying. 0817-923-0007. 0817-923-0007. And 0817-923-0007. 0803 or 0817-923-0002. Hello, welcome. What's your name? Good afternoon. Okay. Who's messing with my phone lines? You better stop. It's not funny. Turn off your radio sets, please. I wanted to say, am I going to hear poop, poop, poop this time around? Okay. And okay, they're still calling. They're still calling. I just keep those calls coming. We'll see what happens eventually. Okay. But hey, I really want to get your take. I want to know what you know shaming to be. Do you even know that there's something called shaming? Have you even thought about it? Maybe you grew up in an environment where it's a normal thing. You remember the song I sang when I started off? That song they sing for children who are crying? Yeah, some people think it's okay. It's normal. Hello?
Yeah, Mr. Zion, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Mr. Zion. Mr. Zion, what do you know shaming to be? And of course, what also is correcting a child?
The shaming aspect is very bad. Shaming is you are exposing the child not only to that crime, but to his witness. The witness of the child, you are exposing him to it. That is the aspect of the shaming part which I don't like. Where you want to punish him in the front of everybody. Where you want to subject him to ridicule. Let us shame him together. We'll call it booing. Everybody will boo the child because he or she failed in one way or the other. Good afternoon. So a lot of it, which we ought not to have done, raising up children. And some families are very good at that. And when you check those families that are so good in such character, are families that the parents are so weak to raise up children. I call them unprepared family, unprepared parents. Where the only thing they just knew about is, we are going to work. We are doing this. We don't have time for the kids. You kill the self-esteem of the child. And such families, they are very good in creating insultive words. In short, we know some of them in our communities. If you are looking for any insult, go close to that family. They have ways they coin them. Like there's this common one, Opiolo Mango. We all know what that signifies. You are describing somebody's head. Until the parents get to that point of seeing the child that you did this wrong, I warned you, don't do that again. The child must surely repeat that. You tried it again, the third one, I will give you 3 strokes of the cane. The child will be so conscious of himself. Children will always be children. The area of correction is that place you give him the sense of pride to be a child. The environment you want him to explore. Yes, he may be wrong in some actions of his own, but because he belongs to this family, he does not see correction as hatred. Even when people or maybe his brothers are offended and he's being punished, he doesn't see that, oh, they don't love me in this house. They love those other ones. They don't love me. No. He sees this correction is, oh, I got it wrong here. But my mom told me not to touch this.
Okay, Mr. Zion, I want to find out, what's the difference between shaming and open rebuke?
Shaming is characterized by, as in, you make the child to lose his self-esteem. Oh, carry placard and show that you did this crime. You are going to go naked because you spend the money while others are saving their own to buy clothes for themselves. You are not going to eat while others will eat. You are not going to go, in short, there is no ice cream for you this afternoon because you did this. All this is shaming the child. And the child will grow up to lose his self-esteem. He or she will not be able to express herself. That is the shaming part. But the side of correction, you are making him to be, as you are giving him a picture. Yes, I did this wrong. I was punished.
Okay. I'm still taking calls, all right? As I said, I would love to hear from you first. I don't really want to give so much of a background to this conversation. I want you to tell me what you know already, all right? Let's have what you know. And hey, because we have more people who tend towards Christianity. That's why I had to also bring the part where the Bible says we should rebuke people openly. I think somewhere in Proverbs, it talked about open rebuke being better than secret love. So I want to find out the difference between open rebuke and shaming. What do you think? Talk to me. Hello?
Hello?
Good afternoon. What's your name?
Good afternoon. I'm Mrs. Ben Harry.
Okay. You're welcome, Mrs. Ben Harry.
Shaming is what has sent our children to the street. Shaming brings down a child's esteem. Shaming is when parents take what children do at home to report in the school, thinking that is a way of correcting the child.
Oh, wow.
Shaming is when you cannot talk to your child at home. You prefer to disgrace the child openly before people. At all times, you're shouting at the child. You are killing the child. Shaming is what has made children their home to live on the street. Shaming is what makes children to prefer other people's home to their home. Correcting a child is talking to your child with love, bearing in mind that that child is yours. You correct with love. You tell the child what the child has done. It does not mean talking to the child secretly, but you tell the child, this is what you have done and it's bad. You tell the child the consequence of what the child has done. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. Hello? Hello, are you there?
Hello,
okay. Oh, all right. I was about to say you need to call me back. I don't know what's up with the phone lines, but hey. Please keep those calls coming, all right? You can also send me messages via WhatsApp if you're not able to call in. So send those messages to 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. So we're talking about shaming versus correcting children. Now, I've seen people who would take out time to correct their children. Yeah? But when it has to do with another person's child, they would want to shame that child. So this conversation is actually about children. Because I know that the shaming thing is way beyond what we do to kids. It's also something we do to adults. But we're focusing on children. There are parents, there are people who grew up in homes where shaming was the thing. So as far as they're concerned, that is how to parent. They don't even know that there is a word for what they're doing, and it's actually negative. The plan they had, thinking that, okay, when I tell everybody what he has done, when I bring him outside, just remembered something. Growing up, there was this particular family. They had other people's kids live with them. All right, let's take this call. I'm going to continue my story. Hello?
Hello? Yeah, hello?
Good afternoon. What's your name?
Yeah, good afternoon. Please, I want to remain anonymous because of the sensitiveness of the topic.
Oh, okay. Please go on.
Actually, shed in tears when people were talking earlier, so I had to just summon courage to call in. I was a victim of this. I was a victim of shaming, actually, growing up. Sorry, I'm calling from LLM. I didn't know what I said that earlier.
All right, go on.
So I was a victim of shaming as a child growing up from my dad. My dad was, he was not just that he was strict, he was so uber strict. He was, and I had a deficiency. I wasn't really the most brightest of students when I was in school.
Oh, wow.
So he was always quick to, whenever his friends was around, to announce to them that I was his only child that wasn't doing well in academics. He was always quick to throw it out there when his friends visit us that I'm dull, and all those things kind of affected me growing up. And even up till now, it made me, I never really had that father-son relationship with my father, even up till now. Though now, maybe I think he's realizing those things he did then were not really nice, and he's trying to make amends because he's getting way older, and he needs me closer to him now than ever. And it's just a difficult thing. I went through a lot, but it really is. It's not just what I wanted to say. It really is, and it's not good because it makes the child feel that he's hated by his parents. And you know, my mom is late, but she was the one that tried to really control me all those periods. It's not really a good thing. That's the truth. It's not a good thing.
All right. Thank you so much for calling. All right. So we'll go on a short break here. When we return, we're still talking about shaming versus correcting children. Stay tuned.
How do you like your eggs? Boiled, poached, scrambled, or sunny side up?
Well, it doesn't matter, as long as it still remains an egg.
On the Sunny Side, we serve you different ideologies and perspectives. Details about life experiences you can relate with.
Various worldviews, culture, and lifestyle converge, yet it's still coming to you on your number one station for talk, news, and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Be a part of the Sunny Side every weekday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. and let's talk.
All right, welcome back. It's still the Sunny Side on your number one talk news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Constance Mega. So we're talking about shaming versus correcting children. And this is beyond your own children. It could be another person's child, but the child maybe does not even live with you. Maybe the child is a neighbor's child or another person's child, just another person's child. But what does it mean to shame a child? And what is the impact of shaming a child? And what does it mean to correct a child? Some people don't know. They just think it's correction, it's discipline, it's going to help the child. If they know, if everybody knows, if he knows that everybody knows what he has done or what he's not doing, he will change. But is that even changing any child? Now, I had to sing that song when I started. Cry, cry, baby. You want to see your daddy. You want to see your mommy. Shame. Oh, yeah, everybody sing it for him. Cry, cry, baby. You want to see your mommy. And the child is crying and we're singing and some people are laughing. cry baby. Yeah, and we're hoping that it's going to make this child not cry tomorrow. Oh yeah, tomorrow this child, guess what, is going to cry again. And the song continues. I remember someone trying to do that to one of my sister's kids, and I rebuked her, and she was surprised I was rebuking her. I had to explain to her why she should never try that crap again. I said, why are you singing that to him? He is crying. He is a child. Have you found out why he is crying? I mean, I'm talking about a child that was less than 1 year old. Did you find out why he's crying? And you're quick to sing. Cry, cry, baby. Anyway. So, another story I was going to share. Yeah. So, this is something I witnessed growing up. A particular neighbor, they had a lot of kids from other family members who were not, you know, so well-to-do living with them. And I remember one of the boys, I think two of them, they were 10 years or more, 10 years old or more. But they were peeing on the bed, on the mat, because who does your bed? They would pee on the mat. And you know their punishment? They lived on the second floor. Their punishment every morning was to carry the mat, remove their clothes, and walk all the way into the yard naked to go wash the mat and hang it outside. So that's what these boys were subjected to. And they kept peeing every other night and walking around naked every morning. Shaming children versus correcting children. Well, let's see messages we have on WhatsApp. Someone is actually asking me to wish his daughter happy birthday. Happy birthday. Someone says, shaming spoils a lot of things in a child, but rebuking the child and correcting him gives him courage. It lets him or she know good and bad. Good afternoon. Shaming is synonymous with humiliation. In the days of old, when the level of exposure for children was not as it is today, shaming was a suitable method of making a child change, and the child will have no hard feelings, or even if the child does, he or she can't express it. Shaming induces lots of negative feelings like hatred, low self-esteem, anger, etc. And with the building of these characters, correction cannot be effective. Open rebuke is meant to be an instant process, not minutes or hours after the deed has been done. If the mistake has stayed a while, open rebuke will not be necessary as its effect will be defeated. Open rebuke has a purpose, which is an instant correction to inhibit furtherance of such mistake. Correction is making a child or person see the mistake in what she or he has done and making the personal appeal to him or herself that it will not repeat itself. Another Bible quote most Christians get wrong is, spare the rod and spoil the child. Most parents and adults flog in a quest to revenge, unknowingly to them though, rather than for correction. Shaming comes as a result of trying to revenge a child's wrongdoing. Christian in Port Harcourt sent us that one, and I can really, really relate. Yeah. When a child has broken very precious plates, when a child has forgotten to heat up the food or put the food in the freezer and the food spoils. Ah, do you know how much we spent? Good afternoon, presenter. Shaming a child may cause him or her to lose self-esteem and might lead to depression, which may kill that child slowly. Shaming may also cause a child to become vulnerable and wild. In other words, correcting a child is when you give the child the required punishment. You say punishment. And it might not necessarily require beating that child, but talking sense into that child, or just spanking the child, might be a way of correcting the child in secret. Maxwell Nah from Port Harcourt. All right, I'll come back to the messages. Hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Sunny Side. What's your name?
My name is Jerry from TCG Marketing. So I quickly want to add to the conversation. I would say that shaming is, and it's you projecting your, you know, your negative self-talk on the child. That's what it is, you know. You're extending your internal hate on that child. That's basically what shaming is. And for open rebuke, I'll say open rebuke is more or less, you know, constructive criticism. But you're doing it outwardly, and it's, you know, you're being assertive, and you're offering solutions while you are condemning, you know, whatever wrong that the child did. And you know, I like the fact that you brought, you know, you shared the reference with the very popular song that people sing to kids. These are some ways that, you know, we break, or, you know, the identity of children early on without us knowing. And it's just like, in a familiar song, we're just, you know, trying to, you know, correct a child, trying to make them, you know, but these things have a way of, you know, breaking a child. Mm. And that will also extend to the adult, you know, in that now you're making it, you know, what the child, you try to grow up not being vulnerable. You know what I'm saying? The child would have a problem with expressing emotions.
Mm.
And you see that in our society. You know, vulnerability is seen as weakness.
Weakness,
and
yeah.
And even having to express certain emotions is seen as, you know, you not being strong enough, soft enough, you know, to, you know, manage life's trouble. These are some ways, you know, we unknowingly mess up the psyche of adults. Everything starts from as kids. Everything, every programming starts at that age, the formative age.
Mm.
So the thing is, we need to do better. Like, you know, you raising this children, we need to do better. So what is the alternative instead of having to sing to a child and make them to conform? Because sometimes the reason for shaming is to make people conform. Mm-hmm. In our way. That's what, you know, that's how shaming operates. It's to make people conform. You understand? Mm-hmm. It's a must. It's either you do this or you get this. So I think the question is, what's the solution? What do we do? Okay, for instance, you raise that song. What is the alternative? You know, this is where the conversation will start, and changes, you know, like this would have an impact on society. That is my submission. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much for calling. Ah, really interesting. Okay. So I'm still listening to you. All right. We're having a conversation. What does it mean to shame a child? And what does it mean to correct a child? And I'm also trying to find out from you the difference between shaming and open rebuke. They say open rebuke is better than secret love. What does it even mean to openly rebuke or to give open rebuke? Well, first of all, a rebuke is a sharp reproof, a sharp blame or censor for a fault. It's a chiding, a reprimand, to reprove sharply, a scolding, to address in sharp and severe disapproval. That's what a rebuke is. And someone says that it is something that is instant. It's something you do there and then. You don't wait for it to linger. So when a child has done something wrong, how do you correct that child? There are times that you don't need to sit the child down and start explaining things. There are things the child would do and you have to scold the child. Let the child know, don't do that. At that point in time, the child needs to hear that. If not, they will continue. It could be something that may hurt the child, right? You can just imagine a child, maybe a 2-year-old or 3-year-old or 4 or 5, you know, trying to go write something on someone's car. As you see the child going there, you don't have to wait, let the child finish, so that you bring the child and sit him down and now start advising the child that it's not good to use sharp objects and write, I love you, daddy, on daddy's car. No, you're there. You're seeing the child trying to go there. You have to rebuke the child, let the child know, don't do that. You're in the kitchen, the child comes in. Like I see one of my kids, my sister's kids do. He would just run into the kitchen and he wants to turn on the gas and, you know, so you have to rebuke him there and then. You don't wait till tomorrow. Now, maybe it's a teenager and you see him, you all are there, he's there with his friends and maybe you're talking and then he uses a language that is not welcome in your house because in his mind, he's trying to be cool. You have to rebuke him there and then. Don't talk like that in this house. You shouldn't even talk like that at all. Or maybe it's a girl child, and you see her. She's trying to behave in a certain way. She's still a teenager, and she's trying to flirt with whoever. You're her parent. You're, what's the word now? Someone, you know this girl. There are things you need to correct there and then. And there are things you need to hold on. And then there are some times that even after the scolding, the open rebuke, you have to still call the child back and talk to them. Let them know. No, you know, you shouldn't see the reason why I had to scold you. What you did actually made me cringe. You're not supposed to behave this way. It's just like the way the society has groomed a good number of men who have no respect for females who feel once she's a girl, I can talk to her anyhow I want. I can touch her if I want to. Because the child was growing up and you didn't teach him that you don't touch a girl like that. You shouldn't even touch your fellow boys like that, because the way the world is going these days, it's wonderful. So you have a child who is not very bright in school. You know, the problem is, I think people do not have that awareness. First of all, even the normal education itself is not even 100% there. But people still do not know about learning disabilities. They don't know. Some parents don't know. Am I saying some? A lot of people don't know. They don't know about learning disabilities. The child is up to age, enroll him in a school. And then at the end of the term, he comes out last. And you're angry. So you went to school to, what are you viewing? You have been playing, Abby. You don't sit down to find, okay, yeah, that reminds me. Sure, there is something called guidance and counseling office in schools. What exactly is their job? I don't know what you guys are doing, but hey, I think this is part of their duties. A child is really dull in class. The teachers should take them to the guidance and counseling office. Let them have a conversation with the child's parent, or have a conversation, first of all, with the child, and find out if this child has a learning disability, so that we can know if this child is not even going to gain anything from the general classroom. There are kids who will learn nothing from that general classroom. They will not learn anything. Oh, well. Let me get back to your messages on WhatsApp. We're still talking about shaming versus correcting children. Shaming kills self-esteem. It makes a child feel worthless, unimportant, etc. Even among peers, afterwards, peers wanting to always rub it in at every slight opportunity. Shaming is the start to a psychopathic lifestyle. All right, thank you. Good day, Constance. Speaking from a victim's perspective, shaming did not really have any remedial impact on me. I grew up more rebellious whenever I'm shamed, sort of a way to assert myself. So to me, it's a complete waste of time and energy. Yeah, that's another thing that you create in a child. When you shame the child, they become resentful. Because they don't even... You have shamed me now. Tomorrow you will talk again. What is there? Tomorrow it's normal. That's what we are seeing. It's normal, you know? I've seen people who call a child, you eat too much. It's only food that you know. Okay, fine. Yeah, he knows only food. So what did that child do to warrant it's only food that you know? You asked him to do something and he couldn't get your explanation, so he didn't do it properly. So what has that got to do with food at this point in time? Why are we hearing that it's only food that he knows? And people usually do that when it's not their kids anyway. Hello, Air Lady. It's Christian, the philosopher, texting in from PH. All right. And you say, personally, I think Africa, as it were, had this notion of collective ownership of a child or children, and therefore believe that openly and immediately rebuking and admonishing a child, regardless of whether he or she is yours, goes a long way to set the right values going and deter other little ones around from sojourning some same part. You can then call them closer later and talk to them. It will be counterintuitive to think other kids will not act in the same manner when they did not see the first defaulter rebuked. Okay. Okay. Let's see. Shaming a child is abusing that child. The fact that as a parent you came up from a harsh environment does not mean that you treat your child the same way. Many people treat the children same way they were treated, hostile and harsh way. Children of today are meant to be well cared for. If you must enjoy them and reap the good fruit of your labor. Shaming a child could emotionally depress the child and anything can happen as a result. Abode George from Rumagolo sent us that message. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome. What's your name?
Yes, I want to say anonymous.
Oh, okay. Please go on.
Okay. So, there was one thing you said about this MC doing what he is. That one, my parents did go look.
Oh,
very, very, very good. But anything you do, not do it to it. They will say, don't you say, you know, doing what you have to do to eat very well. And you can stay there and cannot even stand up. Then the thought I want to say about the shaming, it's not to shame a child. When you shame a child, that child automatically goes away from you, from how they start. For example, me, I can't tell my parents things now because I'm afraid of shaming.
Whoa.
Thank you.
All right. All right. Thank you very much for calling. And these people calling are not teenagers. They don't sound like teenagers. This is like the second person who is talking from experience, right? So, it's not like we would say, oh, before now, in the 90s, maybe, children of those days, they can take it. They are good with, no matter how you put it, they can weather the storm. Nah. We're not going to say it's the children of these days. The noodles generation. The social media generation. They are the ones that they don't like to be corrected. Uh-uh. The people calling are not teenagers. And they are not infants. They sound like adults to me. So, a child who has been shamed, especially over and over and over, grows up to become resentful. That's one of the things you gain. If that is a gain as a parent, if that is the game you want. Shaming kids is dangerous because shame tends to be a feeling that sticks around and it actually gets to last longer than you who is shaming whoever intended. So you can imagine a grown-up calling in to say, till date, I don't have a good relationship with my parents because of shaming. So for the parents, they were trying to correct something there and then, whatever. Or at that time, they're trying to help the child to grow well so that he will not go outside and go and disgrace us and spoil our family name. But they've grown up and you've achieved, I don't know what you planned. Maybe you have achieved it. They have not spoiled your family name. Well, at what expense? Do you have a relationship with the child later on? How does the child interact with other people outside? Because, there's this thing they used to say that people who are abused abuse other people. Although I have a different perspective to that, though. But I also think maybe a child who is shamed will probably get to shame other kids as well. That is likely to happen. Right? So, two things. Your child's self-esteem is going to be affected when you shame them. Long-term relationship, your relationship with that child is also going to be affected when you shame your child. So, when it comes to effectively disciplining children, correcting them, I was having a conversation with Choma Izenwafo yesterday, and she says, you don't have a relationship with a child first and you want to correct the child. Sometimes it will not work. Sometimes children will take your correction from a place of relationship. If there is already a good relationship, children will take your correction. So if you are if you're that kind of parent who is always, you are the lion of the tribe of your family, of your home. Once you arrive, everybody disappears because the lion has appeared. So there's no relationship with your kids. And whatever you're saying and you're thinking it's correction that you're doing, it's not working. They keep doing whatever it is you say they've been doing. I remember yesterday, it was the series that we were on air yesterday. Pastor Favor said something. She said, when you're talking to your child, you know, and you're calling the child blockhead, she says you're reinforcing the negative. It's a negative reinforcement. Whatever you're saying, it's more like you're prophesying dullness into the child. That's what you're doing. You're not correcting the child. So you've not told the child what they did wrong. They don't even know what they did wrong. It's just like some of the teachers who in school would... teachers actually do this also. There are teachers who bank on shaming. They can't have a one-on-one discussion with the students, with their pupils. They can't explain to a child what they've done wrong. They just carry cane and hit somebody's head. Bam! Yeah. There are teachers who do that. Well, let me see. Someone says, if the child is still within the confines of being rebuked or flogged, do that as appropriate rather than shaming a child. The Bible even supported flogging, not shaming words or statements like, hey, come. Okay. Come and see thief. Oh my goodness. People do that? Ouch. Very crude. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Good afternoon. This is Dakuku from Apokeche.
All right, Dakuku, I'm listening.
So, my guys, look at what you are saying. It's a very nice conversation. So, for me, I also like any parent, don't need to give gap to his children. You have to be trained and to be so closer to them to understand them. Allow them to associate with their age mates. But when they associate, they have to monitor their way. And whatever they are learning from that person, whether it's good thing or bad thing, you understand me? When you see a child compared to the age mate, just point out where the person comes back, just establish that person to know whether the child is learning good. If he's not learning good, he will draw that child from that person who is moving. Are you going to see me? So for me, it's good for parents to be closer to the child. Both man, both a man. There's nothing with the guest right here, even if you are spotted. Sometimes you monitor your data when it's at the edge of this thing, whether it's moving or what. Not a man alone. It's not a work of woman. Thank you.
All right,
this is
Dakuku
from OKJ.
All right, thank you very much, Dakuku, for calling. Okay, I'm seeing messages on Facebook. Good afternoon, Constance. I'm texting from Ada George. Your name is Rabo Soibi George. To me, correcting children is better than shaming. Shaming is not bad anyway, but not on public. Well, I know sometimes it might be annoying to an extent to a parent. Let's see. Frank Wanyawu says, all right, they're having a different banter altogether on Facebook. Well, thank you all the same for engaging on our Facebook page. Oh my goodness, this is amazing. Someone on Twitter, your name is Johnny, says open rebuke is for correction while shaming is for mockery. Aha. As someone who has gotten what I've been asking for, I just wanted that word for the difference between open rebuke and shaming. All right. Thank you very much for your message right there. I remember so many years ago, I can't remember when, but that particular pastor, he's late now, has a church in South Africa. So I remember he said, I actually took notes that day. He said something about parenting. And he said that parents are too lazy and irresponsible. They don't want to put in the work that it takes to correct and discipline their children. That's why they would revert to punishment. Yeah. In case you don't know what discipline is, I'm looking at a particular description here. It says the word discipline means to impart knowledge and skill, to teach. but people actually equate it with punishment and control, but that's not what it is. So some parents, they just don't want to do that job of sitting down, taking time. Oh, it takes time, more, it takes years. And I can actually say that some of the things my mom said to me really started making sense when she started calling me into her room to talk. You know, in those days, I would be like, can she just flog me? Let me just go. But she would sit me down and remind me of all the things I've done. And then, that woman. Oh, it worked. Trust me, it did. All right. But yeah, there were those days when the flogging was, looks like it was working. But seriously, I think the talking worked better than the flogging for me. Okay. So, I also think that every parent should just take out time to, you need to really learn your kids, find out what works. All right. Yeah, you have 5 kids, 6 kids, 7, 8, 3, whatever number. They're not all the same. They don't all have the same attitude. They do not all respond the same way. Find out what works for each child and approach the child that way. Okay. Well, of course, we can't just say, oh, we've talked about everything about shaming and disciplining or correcting children. No, you can't have these conversations in one day and just finish. You're such a bad girl. You're just like your mother. You're like your father. I don't even know how I gave birth to you, Seth. I'm so tired of you. These are some of the words that people should stop using. All right? So you can try asking the child, I would like you to tell me what happened. You know, take a few minutes, listen to the child. Find out from them why they did what they did. Ask questions like, what will you do next time? What could you have done differently? What did that feel like for you? And how can I help? Like I said, it takes time. It's not something you do in one day and expect a result that very day, right? I have to go. Thank you so much for being a part of the conversations today. My name is Constance Mega. Follow us on social media on Facebook. We are Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. On Twitter, Instagram, Nigeria Info PH. And you can also find me on social media at Constance Mega.